This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
7:45, Wendy Christian, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solutions. Wendy waxes on lyrically with fantastic information, some good science, some practical tips and assistance, and is literally feeding us information about supplementation, movement, food, and more every Thursday. And I can tell you, based on how the world works, this is not the only time you're getting input like that. You might be doing your own research because you're worried about certain elements of your health. Maybe you've had that visit with the doctor, and the doctor's telling you, sir, if you don't change things, you and I are going to be meeting each other very, very soon, and the circumstances might not be as pleasant as we're having them right now. And then we leave, and we fall right back into the rut. Like, what is the disconnect between what we know is right and us actually doing it? Help, Wendy Christine, help. Good morning.
Morning, Brad. I think change is very hard. People don't really like to make changes, and we live in such a quick fix society. So that makes us typically want to have a solution immediately, and preferably if somebody else can do the solution or provide the solution, it makes life easier for us. Mm.
So if we're going to, change is going to come, it's not going to happen by osmosis. We need to put in the effort. We need to do it. But there's that little disconnect, and sometimes, you know, it takes some motivation. Like, what are the kinds of motivation that you believe might shift us into top gear?
So I think there's a few things. As you mentioned just now, we might have seen the doctor and received some bad results or some news from them that we think, oh, we now really have to make some changes. Or we start having children of our own, or we start our children start having grandchildren, and now we want to become more active. We want to be able to participate actively in their their lives. Mm. Or we may just be feeling tired of lugging a heavy, tired, sore body around, yeah. And thinking we really need to do something different. So there's multiple reasons for motivation.
But we need to find that thing that's going to put, because we can say willpower doesn't get us anywhere. Ask someone who's trying to quit smoking or trying to quit sugar or trying to exercise more than 3 times a week. It's like we just don't have it in us, and we lose motivation. We just peter out sometimes to nothing. We can't keep an eating plan for more than 2 days. It's hard.
Exactly. So willpower is only going to last a few days. But motivation is going to last us much longer. So we have to dig deep and find that motivation. And there's various different ways, but I think it's around asking the right questions, getting to the root of what is the true motivation. Because if somebody else wants you to do something, it's not that easy. It has to come from within you. There has to be something in you that really wants to make that change.
So you mentioned something to me which I've gone and read about and I found fascinating, and I realized this is not only something that works in the area of health and wellness but our whole lives, where there's a will to do something and there's the skill to do something. You either have of those things or you don't, and the level of either one of those skill or will that you have will determine how well you move forward. Help us with that.
Yes, exactly. So it's known as the skill-will matrix. And when you are working with anything, anything that you're wanting to change, we need to determine how much skill does an individual have and how much will do they have. So the will is the motivation and the skill is the knowledge. Mm. If they don't have the knowledge, we need to give them the knowledge first. And then once they have all the knowledge, we then need to look at, okay, so now you've got the knowledge. Why are you lacking the will? Mm. What is it going to take to get that will and motivation and drive to be able to make the changes that are necessary?
But this idea of doing it on our own, I think, is also a huge stumbling block. We need to get someone behind us, an individual, an accountability partner, a coach, a personal trainer, a health coach like yourself. This isn't a journey that one can successfully walk alone, I don't think. No, not easily.
No, there's very few individuals that can do it on our own, or on their own. Mm. I think, you know, just as human nature, we backslide. We slide back into the same old patterns that we used to. We move back to comfort.
Yeah.
Whereas if we've got somebody who can help us, they can ask those pertinent questions. They can hold us accountable. They can say, okay, so what are your next, you know, what's your next goal? Mm. Why do you want to do this? Remind the person as well, why are they doing this? Because initially they had a goal, but then they lose sight of that goal, and then motivation wanes with that.
You've made a statement that says when you yourself are coaching, you need to figure out what's getting in people's way. I like that. What's that process about?
So we get in our own way a lot. So we can have limiting beliefs. We can have these thoughts in our mind that make it impossible. We can have an overwhelming lifestyle, but we can constantly make excuses and we can blame things. And those are the things that get in the way. We can just, as part of our characters, given we might be negative, we might be pessimistic. There's just all sorts of things that we can do that stop us from progressing and moving forward.
We try to do too much too quickly. I think we change too much. We go from eating whatever it is that we eat every day, and we know there's some poor choices in that. Then we want to stop everything. We want to go straight to lettuce and celery. And then we become surprised when we can't do it for more than a few hours. And we find ourselves, and that brings down our motivation. Then some self-doubt, self-hate, some all of these things. It becomes a snowball of negativity and destruction. And we believe, we'll never be able to do it. And we should never have made those kinds of changes. Those aren't lasting changes. We need to do it in a completely different way.
Absolutely. So I think the biggest thing here is to set yourself up for victory. When we can set ourselves up for failure, and that's getting in your own way. But if we can break our goals up into small, manageable goals, that allows us to be motivated along the way, because as you reach that small goal, then you start moving towards your next goal, and that becomes self-motivating. Whereas if you have a huge goal and you try one little step and you think, oh, this is just impossible, or you fail at it, it sets you back, and then you think, oh, I can never do this. And so you just give up, and that's the negative cycle of basically negativity.
I think what we need here is to actually acknowledge that we have a problem and say, I don't eat right and I try to change, but it's hard because I like those kinds of things. Or it's hard for me to get up from my desk because I'm on a roll work-wise and now I need to take myself off to the gym. Or I just want to get home in the evenings because I'm so tired, now I must go to the gym. It becomes all of this, this thing, this negative thing, as opposed to this thing I have to do, this thing I'm supposed to do. And it feels like we're punishing ourselves. So, Wendy, I really think that people, if you're in the space and the kind of person that Wendy and I are talking about this morning, and you know you need to take control of your health, but you're really struggling, please contact Wendy. She's a health coach and a wellness practitioner. You just need to go onto Google and go to Integrated Health Solution. Integrated Health Solution. Get some help. This is, for some people, Wendy, this is life and death stuff.
It can be. It can absolutely be life and death stuff. And you just need somebody to hold your hand and move along that road with you. You are going to do a lot of the work yourself, but once you can get that motivation and you can see, you know, working with people, I can help them break those goals down. I can make it. What can you manage today? What can you manage this week? And once we get into that little rhythm, it becomes, oh, this is not so hard. And you look back and you look at the victories. And I think that's another important thing. You spoke about the negativity. There's so much negativity around change because we already feel like we're not going to do it. But if we can look back on those positive experiences, and when we are feeling down, we are feeling discouraged, we can then go back to that list of things that we have already successfully achieved, and we can remind ourselves, no, I can do this. And that then allows you to keep going.
One of the things I've noticed that we do is we will collect testimonials and pictures, and we'll watch YouTube videos of people that have achieved great things. Like, that becomes what we feed ourselves on, but yet we still do nothing. It's like we'll spend so much time being, okay, this is possible, it can be done, and that becomes almost what we do. We exercise by looking at what other people are capable of doing, but we never actually see that translated into our own life. And as if you're that kind of person, Wendy, I think that's when you really need to step up and say, okay, I clearly want to change because I'm doing all of this, but actually, I don't know how. I'm trying to find someone that looks like me, sounds like me, eats like me, and be like I am. And only then will I be able to say what's possible. You need to meet with somebody who knows you and your circumstances and your abilities and your inabilities and work with that coach. Wendy, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Well, they can either contact me by email or they can contact me on my cell phone. My number is 082-490-8812. And my email is wendy@integratedhealthsolution.co.za.
Yeah, that's wendy@integratedhealthsolution. That's with, there's no S at the end. It's a solution, not solutions. So Integrated Health Solution. please get in touch with Wendy. We said, for people, this is, we can't carry on. We can't keep going on like this. The doctor says, and I don't know, and there's too many things, and all this information is very confusing. It's time to figure things out. Wendy, Christine, we appreciate you every single week. Thanks for being there for us. It's Wendy, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. May you have a fantastic day, and we'll connect again in a week.
Thank you so much, Brad. Have an awesome day, too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.